As the real estate market soars here in Chattanooga, one possible solution to the lack of affordable housing, especially downtown, is a community land trust. It's a model that would help people with low to moderate incomes buy into affordable housing. And now, a report details how that model could work citywide. The feasibility study by the nonprofit CALEB, Chattanoogans in Action for Love, Equality, and Benevolence, was funded by the City of Chattanooga, and the consultancy firm Burlington Associates in Community Development was contracted to assist CALEB with the study. Michael Gilliland is CALEB's organizing director, and Austin Sauerbrei is co-chair of its Economic Mobility Task Force. Michael, Austin, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Remind folks what community land trusts are.
The Community Land Trust is a community-based organization that's established to serve as a long-term steward of land. And that could be in a given neighborhood or a city or a region. And basically what that means in practicality is that a land trust either buys or receives donated land and acquires new homes, and then it makes those homes available to sale for limited income homeowners. So folks who may not have had the opportunity to be a homeowner, and they write down the purchase price to an affordable level that can be done through the use of public and private subsidies. But the thing that makes a community land trust unique is that it functions as a long-term steward of land. And so the CLT actually maintains ownership of the land through a long-term lease agreement with the new homeowner. And then that homeowner actually maintains ownership of the home. But whenever that homeowner goes to sell the home, whenever they're ready to move, they're able to build equity in that home for as long as they decide to live there. But when they sell it, they have to pass on the affordability to the next homeowner.
So this is designed to prevent things such as speculation.
Absolutely. Sort of the three things that the land trust model really gets at is it serves as a long-term shield against speculative investment. So it prevents these large investment companies from coming in and buying a property, flipping it, and then selling it at double the price 2 years later. So it makes sure that the community has a hand in the long-term stewardship of the land. And then second, it decreases the barrier to entry for first-time limited income homeowners. So we're actually creating entryways and pathways to homeownerships for folks who might not otherwise be able to. And then finally, it's really one of the most efficient uses of public and private subsidies, because that initial subsidy that's helping that homeowner get into that home is passed along every time that property is sold. So it's a way to maintain long-term permanent affordability for housing.
Where have we seen this work elsewhere in the country?
There are nearly 300 community land trusts around the country. It's a proven model. The oldest one goes back over 50 years. So you see really thriving, successful examples around Boston, Vermont, places around the country, but it's not just relegated to those areas. We have community land trust examples here in the South. In fact, in Albany, Georgia, we have the oldest running community land trust in the country. Durham, North Carolina is another great example. They have over 300 units of affordable homes in their portfolio. They've been around since 1987, and they're showing it that it works for a city of our size with similar burdens and difficulties.
And what gaps does this model fill that neither the market nor other existing programs for affordable housing for people of limited income can do?
One of the great things about the CLT model is that it balances the interests of prospective homeowners with the long-term interests of the community and making sure that we have a housing stock that is affordable. So the benefit is through the use of the long-term stewardship model, we're able to support through public subsidy an investment for homeowners to be able to achieve housing stability, to have their own home, to be building equity for themselves, while at the same time, those lease agreements ensure that if they choose and as they move on in their lives, that they sell the property, that they can't be flipped. They can't all of a sudden skyrocket up, well up to the market price of beyond the means of other working class families. So what this does that other models don't do is, number one, it allows for equity to be built while you have a long-term relationship built with the community land trust. The community land trust has an incentive and support for the homeowners.
How do you propose to bring this model here and make it work?
Our recommendations are recommendations specifically for the city of Chattanooga. It's a push to have the city invest in the model. And this is something that meets the need. It especially meets the need now with Chattanooga being listed on multiple reports as one of the hottest housing markets in the country. We need some way, and it's in the city's interest, to be able to address the affordability gap between what the current and continuing rise in housing cost is, between what people can afford. We are looking for the city to commit to the model, to commit to funding the model long-term over a five-year plan, to provide adequate public support investment to make sure that the model comes up to scale. We're also asking that the city really consider a dedicated funding stream for affordable housing. There are many needs in the housing front for Chattanooga. This fills some of them, but it definitely doesn't fill all of them. Things like affordable housing rentals, eviction relief. So what we are proposing is that the community land trust become part of a broader comprehensive housing plan for the city, and that has dedicated funding allocated to it. The last thing that we're asking is that the community land trust, if is given support by the city, that it becomes a preferred option for the use of public subsidy. So wherever possible, we're looking for public subsidy going towards affordable housing to be invested in the community land trust so that we can make sure that that investment is really reinforcing permanent affordability.
When we talk about a subsidy from the city, how much are we talking about? How many families potentially would be helped by this? Over how long?
So if folks go online, you can see our full report with the detailed model budget. What we're proposing is that over the course of the first 5 years, that the city could invest $5 million. And with that $5 million in investment, that would produce 110 community land trust homes. But as we talked about earlier, the real benefit of the land trust model is that affordability is passed on every time that home is sold. So over 30 years, we're estimating that that $5 million investment would create 330 new limited income homeowners.
And then how much of a responsibility would this model in action put on either an organization such as Caleb or the city as a de facto landlord?
Well, I think there is clarity here that with the land trust model, the homeowner owns their home, just like they would buy on the market. They own their home. The role that the land trust has is really has to do with the resale formula whenever someone decides to sell the property. So the land trust would not be in the business of being a landlord per se. The community land trust would be in the business of making sure that the community has a long-term interest and investment in what happens to those properties and making sure the affordability gets passed on.
One of the things that this comes down to is supply and demand, given the condition of the economy here in Chattanooga and the condition of the real estate market.
It's not keeping up. I mean, every month last year, in the midst of the pandemic, we've seen a decrease in Chattanooga's housing stock. It's not keeping up with the demand. The expectation is between now and 2030 that 42,000 more people will be moving into Hamilton County, right? And so we need to find some way, considering there's only so much land. We need to find some way that there is land that's put aside for public purpose, make sure that working class Chattanoogans have an opportunity for home ownership.
I think just to reiterate a point that Michael stated earlier, when we're talking about the use of public subsidy in this moment right now, knowing that the affordability gap is only going to be widening 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. So if we're looking at investing money now, we need to make sure that that subsidy is actually going to be a permanent subsidy that's going to maintain affordability in the long term. Most of the models that are in existence right now do a great job of helping individuals, helping get a single homeowner into a new home. But as soon as that homeowner decides to sell the property, that subsidy benefit is gone. And so this model is attempting to make wiser use of our public investment to make sure that people are being taken care of in the long run.
And if people want more information about the report, where can they go online?
Well, they can find it on our website, www.calebcha.org/CLT study. We have both the executive summary and the full report that is available for download.
All right. Michael, Austin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.